Time now for your letters. Last week, Classics Professor Victor Davis Hanson likened U.S. foreign policy in some hot spots around the world to the struggle between ancient democratic Athens and a more reactionary Sparta. Will Lane of Gettysburg College, Pennsylvania, felt compelled to point out that Athens lost that war in large part because she was lured into mounting an invasion of Syracuse, a relatively distant island city not directly involved. The expedition against Syracuse is a classic example of overreaching and loss of focus, he writes. I can't help but think of the invasion of Iraq when I ponder the end of the war between Athens and Sparta. Last week, we marked the 40th anniversary of the murder of Kitty Genovese. Despite her cries for help, no one intervened or called the police during her attack on the street in front of her apartment in Queens. Will Newman of Dunsmuir, California, wrote, "I am no hero, nor am I an unusually brave man. However, twice in my life I've been faced with the choice of becoming involved and risking being seriously hurt or turning my head. Both those times, Kitty Genovese's name came immediately to mind, and I could not bear being one of those who turned away." Send your comments to wesat@nbr.org. Don't forget to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.